This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
Hi, everybody. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is with Marchie Murdock. The Illinois transfer is making the most of his second and final year in the Iowa State program, and he's doing it in front of friends and family in the Big 12. We'll talk about that, and I'll get Marchie to pick a Cyclone football player basketball dream team. We hope you'll enjoy our visit with Marchie Murdock. Marchie, it's been a great senior season for you. Obviously, you're getting more opportunity than you did a year ago. Just tell me how excited you are to be out there making such a big contribution to this successful team.
Very exciting. It's a lot of fun playing with these guys and making plays for the team. Hopefully, you know, we can continue this success this week against Baylor.
You know, there aren't many programs, only two nationally, that have five different guys that have 30 or more catches. You guys have really spread the wealth. Do you think it makes you guys harder to defend because you don't get to just focus on one guy?
Right. Yeah, you know, obviously our main guys are, you know, Allen and David, but also they got a key on, you know, Hakeem and me, Trevor, Matt, Shante, just a lot of other weapons that we have, and it makes it a lot easier, you know, to run routes because, you know, somebody could be getting doubled or they have a main focus on somebody, and you can get more one-on-one matchups and win those matchups.
You play the same position as Akeem Butler, and although you're on the field a lot together, but he's a young guy with a ton of talent. What do you see in him, and how do you try to help him along to maximize that talent?
Well, Akeem's a great talent. He's a very smart, intelligent guy. Obviously, he was blessed with great size and very athletic to be able to be. I don't think people know how hard it is to be 6'6 and really know how to, you know, play the slot, because that's what he's mostly played this year, but I think he's done a great job for us. He's helped us out a lot, you know, as far as a main focus for our team, you know, when teams starting to game plan for him. And it's leaving, you know, guys like even Allen open and me and Trevor, Shante. I think he's really going to be a special player for us if he just continues to keep working. I'm very excited for Akeem.
Tell me about what Allen's doing this year, because, you know, what we just talked about, you guys really do spread the wealth. But he's a guy that, you know, if a team just decided, hey, we're going to throw it to Lazard all day, he could have monster numbers on the season. But like a lot of other guys sacrificing for the good of the team, it seems like Allen's doing that too.
Oh, yeah. Allen's all about the team. He's one of the best teammates I've ever had. It just shows with his blocking too. He's out there blocking for guys, putting people on their backs and, you know, getting extra blocks. You know, Allen's a great player, a great person as well. I'm just blessed to have him on our team.
I grew up in the state of Illinois, so I know how difficult an academic school the University of Illinois is. Yeah. For you to graduate from there in 3 years, how did you pull that off?
First, probably God, just keeping me steady and keeping me grounded. My parents also, just them instilling in me, you know, academics and, you know, just finishing it out. Also, the coaching staff was really high on academics there, and made sure that we went to class and, you know, we're sitting in the front two rows and really paying attention and learning. And then, obviously, our academic staff there was amazing. Even though some days I didn't feel like working, they got it out of me and forced me, you know, to do my work and stuff like that. And obviously, with being here in the summer and getting those extra classes in, it kind of helped me out to where when I wanted to leave, it could give me an extra year just so I can, you know, actually play when I got here and, you know, have this extra year also.
And you're at another great academic institution now at Iowa State. Tell me what you're studying and what your major is here.
Well, my major is in positive youth development, focuses on, like, child behavior. Yeah, I'm getting my master's in that. I should graduate this spring. I will be done in December, but I'll graduate in the spring. It's been a tough road. It's a lot of fun, too. A lot of interesting classes, having to work with kids, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm glad I'm in it.
You have played now in the Big Ten Conference and the Big 12 Conference. Tell me what the difference is.
The Big Ten, it's a lot more ground and pound, great offensive line play. Got to be able to stop the run, you know, in the Big Ten, or you probably won't win. Great athletes, but, you know, as far as comparing it to the Big 12, I think the Big 12-wise have more speed, whereas the Big 10 has more power. I'd say that's probably the main difference. I also think the quarterback play in the Big 12 is a lot more – there's a lot more demand for them compared to the Big 10 because they have great running backs and good running games. So you don't have to really depend on the quarterback to win you a game because, you know, your O-line is great and you have a great running back behind you. So your quarterback just needs to not make any mistakes and manage the game. Whereas in the Big 12, you know, there's guys like Mason Rudolph, Baker Mayfield, Kyle Kemp, Zeb, I mean, Greer from West Virginia. And, you know, just quarterbacks like that, they can just really go out there and sling it. And it's really on them for the offense, because if they make mistakes, then, you know, obviously everyone knows it, but it hurts the team. It's a lot more scoring, too, I feel like, because in the Big Ten, there's when you run the ball, the clock is moving, and it's more like a 24-21 type of games. You know, you gotta grind it out. And in the Big 12, it's kind of more like 42 points isn't enough. So it's fun. It's fun being in the Big 10 and then coming to the Big 12. I've really enjoyed it, and it was two great experiences.
Now, you're originally from the Dallas area, so now your family probably gets a little bit more of an opportunity to see you play. Have they been to several of your games?
Yeah, my dad has been to almost every game except Akron. My mom came to last week's game, and she also went to the Oklahoma game. You know, being from Dallas and obviously the Big 12, I think there's like four or five schools in Texas, so that gives them an opportunity to see me play, which is awesome. You know, I love when my parents come to see me play. It's really fun to see them after the games, you know. Obviously, my dad was a coach, so he's more than likely trying to coach me up after the game to tell me what I did wrong. But, you know, it's good to have the family come and see me, and other family members, too, that, you know, never would have got to see me play if I was at Illinois, because we never really had any Texas games. So this is fun. I really like it.
Your dad was a basketball player at Arkansas State and coached you in basketball, and you were a very good basketball player. Did you have any offers coming out of high school?
I could have, but early on I knew that I wanted to play football. I just felt like being 6'1", and there were guys that were point guards, and they were 6'4", 6'5". You know, maybe I should just stick to football and play receiver, where I can, you know, at 6'1", I could still be dominant. I had a good time playing basketball. I still think I could play if Coach Prohm gave me the opportunity. I probably would just try. But, you know, right now I'm focused on football, trying to finish out the season the right way. It'd be great to end the season 8-4. A lot of people, the naysayers, say we wouldn't even get to 6, and, you know, we're at 6 now, so now we want more. And I can tell this team's really focused and ready to go for this weekend and for the next upcoming games.
That's exciting. You'll get to play in front of your family again this weekend. All right, back to basketball for 1 minute. If you're putting together your all-star team off of the football team, who's your starting five?
Man, that's a good question. We got some good players, so this is a really hard one. Obviously, I'm having me at the one. I'm taking Sheldon Cronie at the two. Then I'm taking Carson Epps at the three. At the four, I got Hakeem Butler. And at the five, see, we ain't really got a five, so I'd probably pick.
Tell me, Sean Foster can't give you a couple minutes in the five and set a screen for somebody?
Well, I haven't really seen Sean play, so that's a good one. You know what? My fifth man would probably be, it's a tie. Okay. Jalen Martin and Willie Harvey.
Okay.
But if I could get a bench, I'd have Monte Roof, PV. PV really could be our starter. If it wasn't me in there, I'd probably have PV as a starter. But I have to put me in there. Chase Allen can play. Lazar can play. He's not really an offensive guy. So, you know, he can play. Look, he can play good defense. He's not really an offensive guy. Chase is good. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Somebody's gonna be mad when they hear this.
You got a pretty good team right now, I think.
Yeah, we do. Like I said, if we could practice, and, you know, get some type of identity, I think we could take anybody in the country.
I love it. Well, last thing for you. Obviously, you just mentioned it. This team is really having a fun year. You guys seem to enjoy being around each other. How much of it is just that coach's message that's really sunk in with everybody and guys buying into it and going out there and not just saying it, but acting it out?
Well, yeah. I mean, it all started, you know, the day after, you know, we played West Virginia last year. It started right then and there. I think coach really implemented that, hey, we got to get stronger. We have to become a better team and, you know, being prepared and trusting the process and being very a very high detailed team. That was really our main focuses, you know, for the off season. And you could just tell when, you know, guys would come in and come in early, leave late, work out, get extra work, get extra film. I mean, you kind of could see it, but, you know, once you actually see it, then guys really start to believe it. So I think, you know, really after probably the Oklahoma game, when we actually saw it, guys start to realize, like, hey, we could really, like, this can really happen. Like, we worked on it all year. Now let's really show, you know, America what we're about. And, you know, that's when we went 4 straight. We still believe it. And I feel like, you know, this week we'll get right back on track. We're going to get right back to the, you know, the details of everything. And I think we'll come out with a lot better performance this week.
Keep up the great work. It's been so much fun watching you play. And thanks for taking some time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.